PayPal announces $530 million committed to support Black businesses. In this video, we're going to talk about what this means, how it works, who is eligible, how to apply, and then I'm going to drop it off with my opinion at the end. But we're going to talk about this, of course, with all the racial inequality and all the stuff that's going on, the conversation that is now. We've seen a lot of companies take a good step forward. So we're going to talk about what this is. And like I said, like I say all the time, that everything starts and stops with finances. So I'm glad PayPal is taking initiative. We're going to jump straight into that in this video. But first, once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you're now tuning into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I know I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So in this video today, we're going to be talking about PayPal's initiative and announcement of $530 million being committed to support Black businesses. So we're going to look at this. First, we're going to say, what is this? So right here, we're going to look at, I think this came from the CEO. He said, far too long. This is coming from PayPal itself, PayPal Investors Relation. He has said, far too long, Black people in America have faced deep seated injustice and systematic economical inequality. Black lives matter, and we need to drive the transformational change. We must take the decisive action to close the racial wealth gap that sustains, that is profound inequality, says their CEO, right? So now, what does that mean? So they're pretty much looking at giving businesses that was affected by civil unrest. Let's say if you owned a bar and it got affected by COVID-19 or, you know, had riots go on or whatever the case may be. So what they're looking to do is to give out grants. They're not even looking at giving out loans that I've seen. They're looking at making grants and investments into Black-owned businesses and disenfranchised minority-owned businesses as well. This is pretty cool that I thought. So let's break it down. So that's what it is. You know, they're looking at to give money to Black businesses that was impacted by COVID-19 and civil unrest. And they're looking to infuse money into the Black community to help close the racial wealth gap. Because we all know how this country was built. It was built upon slavery, Blacks being enslaved, whereas in white America was able to accumulate wealth, land, and pass it down from generation to generation. Whereas a lot of Blacks didn't have anything to pass down because, you know, you were slaves. Then you walked into segregation for so many years, and you're talking about desegregation happened, and, you know, the civil rights got passed in the 60s. And you got to think about it. My dad was born in the 40s. My dad was born in the 40s. So that's not too long ago. So you're seeing now as a Black business tries to get started, and as it tries to compete, it can't compete against a conglomerate like a, let's say, a Coca-Cola or Microsoft or Apple or Disney, because they've been around so long and they're just so big. That's why I always invest in companies that have a large market cap and a large total asset number. But it's hard to compete with an AT&T if you are trying to start one within the last 5 or 10 years, because while you're trying to figure out a device, guess what? AT&T has satellites roaming around. So a lot of Black businesses are behind, you know, due to finances. They don't have their rich uncle, rich dad in most cases. Not saying they don't all in general. But, you know, you kind of catch my gist. So PayPal is looking to close that racial wealth gap or help close that by infusing money and giving opportunities to Black-owned businesses that was affected by COVID-19 and civil unrest due to the riots. Right? So that's what it is. How it works. So let's take a look at how it works. So essentially what they're going to do is they're going to give money to their nonprofit partners, which I kind of figured. They're going to give money to the Association of Enterprise Opportunities, the Baltimore Business Lending, Chicago Neighborhood Initiative, a microfinance group, Expanding Black Business Credit Initiative, you know, Nebraska Enterprise Fund, Opportunity Fund, Raising the Tide Capital, all these. So they're going to give money to these nonprofit community organizations to go out and find Black businesses to who qualify and apply to give money to, right? So now, how they're going to do that? They're going to do $10 million in grants, $10 million in grants to empower people who had COVID-19, and they're also going to do $5 million to fund programs that are nonprofit partners. So how they're going to do that is with their $5 million, for every dollar they an employee of theirs donate, they're going to donate $2. So if they give money to a nonprofit foundation, they give it $10, guess what? They're going to give $20 to it, right? So for every dollar they give, they're going to give $2. Every hour that one of their employees work or volunteer for a foundation, they're going to give $10 to, right? So that's their way to inject money as well. Now, they had a couple more things, but that was and then they're going to do $500 million. It's committed to create an economical opportunity fund, right? So they're going to give $10 million in grants, $5 million to the nonprofits. And then they're doing $500 committed to create an economical opportunity fund to support and strengthen Black minority businesses for long-term success. You know, that help drive financial health, get access to generational wealth, all of the good stuff like that. So what they're trying to do is, like, you don't have any Black investment funds, because to start majority of a hedge fund, you probably need about to raise $1 million to $10 million assets under management. And there's not too many Blacks walking around that can write $1 million check or $500,000 check or whatnot. So they have an initiative there as well that I'm very interested in. But that's their initiative. So now we talked about what it was. We talked about how it works. Now we want to say who is eligible. So who is eligible for the program? So first, it got to be Black owned. And you have to be 18 years or older. You know, you have to make under $1 million. So one, you got to be Black owned and 18 years or older. You got to make under $1 million. You got to have less than 10 employees. You got to be in the United States. And your business had to start before March 1st. So you can't start a business tomorrow morning and say, hey, by the way, no. It has to be established in March 1st, 2020 or 2019. Don't quote me on that. But you have to have your business before March 1st. I think it was 2020. Also, what was the other thing? You also have to have a PayPal account, which is free. So you got to be Black-owned business, 18 years or older, make under $1 million a year, have less than 10 employees, be within the United States of America, have your business before March 1st of 2020, and also you must have a PayPal account. That's how you're eligible. So now we talked about what it was, we talked about how it works, and then we talked about how to apply. Now the next question is how to apply. I'm going to put this link in here, but this is one of the companies that they have in here. I'm going to put the link. It's a couple companies you can apply for. And right here, this is the PayPal Empowerment Grant for Black Businesses. As you can see, this is the PayPal Empowerment Plan for Black Businesses. Here you go, right here. You got your eligibility. How can you apply? You can apply now. All of the good stuff like that, or whatever the case may be. So here you go. How can you use the grant? And it's a grant. Good thing about a grant, you don't have to pay it back. So for all my Black businesses out there, minority-owned businesses, like I always tell everybody, everything stop and start with finances. I have no problem with people going out there protest, but I like financial protests. So when somebody's talking about money and helping making change with finances, you're going to get me very tuned in. I'm always going to bring that to you guys and girls, right? So so we talked about what it was. We talked about how it works. We talked about who is eligible, and we talked about how to apply. And my opinion of this is the last step. My opinion is, I think it's a great initiative. I think that we're going to continue to see civil unrest within the Black community. Me being a Black man for 35 years, I always felt that the underlying issue that nobody wanted to address was finances. I thought that until you have your own finances, you will always be dependent upon someone else to take care of you. So that's why I have created the Investor Show, the Global Children Financial Literacy Foundation, teaching children about financial literacy, pushing the Investor Show with teaching people about financial literacy itself to help change that, that wealth gap, to kind of help people say, hey, you know what? We have our own money, right? And that's why we looked at the whole world and stuff like that, right? We looked at the whole world. We invest into the whole world and things like that. So I always felt it was a financial issue more than anything else. Yes, I can't control the way if someone is racist or somebody don't is prejudiced. I can't control that. But I can control my finances. So I always looked at it and say, hey, you know what? The better your finances are, the better you can defend yourself, the better you can protect yourself, the better you can build your own community. Because people say, hey, blacks burn down their own community. But a lot of the things in the community, like the KFC, the grocery store, the McDonald's, the all the good stuff is not owned by black people in general, right? So I said, hey, if they had a program, I would love to own a McDonald's. I would love to own a grocery store. I would love to own some of these things, right? Because it gives you a sense of responsibility. It gives you a sense of ownership. It's like buying a house versus renting a house. When you own the house, guess what? You care about the grass. You care about the neighbor's fence. You care about the sidewalks. You care about everything that goes on when you own the house. When you rent a house, you just live there. You just care about the inside for a short time being. You just live there. So I think this is great. Bravo Zulu to PayPal. I am a user of PayPal. So shouts out to PayPal. Good looking out on this. So guys and girls, leave some comments below. Let me know what y'all think about this. I'm going to drop the links below. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out. My name is Prince Dykes. This is The Investor Show.